Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. How can I help you?
I was just calling to inquire about business loans, and just curious as to what your program is.
Sure, absolutely. Did you receive a piece of mail from us?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you
I
have
did.
a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Probably, let's see.
Okay, what's that code? I
It's
can go ahead and pull your file up.
sure, it's 2311
Sure.
4501
Okay.
0039 9456.
9456. All right, give me one second. I'm going to pull it up and see what we're working with here. Who am I speaking with?
David.
David. Okay, David, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. All right. And David, what's the name of the business that you're with?
Yeah, so the actual name is WEGO. It's WEGO, WEGO Inc., but I'm doing business as Huddle House.
Oh, okay. The legal name is WeGo, and your DBA is Huddle
Yeah.
House?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And what kind of business is it?
It's actually a restaurant. It's a franchised restaurant.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Are you incorporated?
I am, yeah. I did it as a corporation, and that's what WeGo, that's what the WeGo Inc. is.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah,
All
but
right. And
I actually have just opened my second location.
oh, nice. Nice. All right. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. And how long have you been in business?
So August will be 1 year.
Oh, congratulations.
WeGo's 2 years old, but as far as the restaurants go, there'll be a year in August.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, as far as, programs that we have a large number of different programs. It kind of depends on kind of your specific need. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Sure, yeah. So I mean, it's like I say, it's a franchise, and I put a lot of cash into the first one. I should have saved some of it for the second one. So and spread it out more. So but in any case, really what I'm actually not looking for that much. I'm just looking I pretty much used up most of my working capital to get the second one going. So what I'm really looking for is probably, I don't know if you call it a bridge loan or something like that. I'm just looking
Sure.
for some working capital of about 30,000.
Okay. All right. And what specifically would you be using that for?
Well, it would be, I guess it's a combination of inventory and you're buying food, you're buying supplies,
Sure.
you've got rent, payroll. I mean, it's kind of all, it depends.
I see.
The
I see.
equipment, so I spent a lot of it on the equipment side. It probably would have been easier to not spend it on equipment and get a lease equipment or something, but I did. So it's
Exactly. And honestly, that actually is the primary reason I ask to see, if you are, planning on spending that on equipment, because there are a few different avenues that we can go there. Usually if you're looking for a working capital loan, they tend to be shorter terms and they cost a little more than a traditional secured loan that you'd be looking at for equipment. So if that is something that you're looking for, it's always a good option to explore first. Now,
I mean,
for
I
this current
have.
one, were you looking for equipment, or was that did we miss the boat on that one?
No, I really wasn't. I'm not looking for equipment. It's all
Okay.
in place, all new. So, when you say a little higher, I'm just kind of curious what your range is, depending on the credit, of course. What is kind of the range on
Sure, and yeah, there is a wide range. It depends on a lot of different things. But we typically start at it can be 11 cents on the dollar and go up from there. And it will vary depending on the type of term that you choose. So really what we do is we qualify you for the longest term possible. The programs typically can be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And then you can choose the term that you want. The longer term that you choose, the more you're going to pay in interest. The shorter term, the less. Yeah. So we kind of match you up to see what makes the most sense for you, and the rate can vary within there.
Sure. Okay.
Now, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Well, I mean, it would be something that I would do soon. I do have other options. I think they're probably better than what you just said. So,
Sure. What
probably? Yep.
What other options do you have on the table? I mean, for me and all of us here, we'll give you straight, honest answers about what we can offer you. If you have better options elsewhere, it's always good to do that. You know, we're not trying to force feed something that doesn't make sense. You know, a lot of times what we have does make sense. So, you know, if that's the situation, we're happy to do it. So, you know, what exactly were you looking at?
Well, yeah, so I think I got like a 9% that I could do on up to 30. So that's what I have. And so that's why I was just trying to figure out where you were the ballpark or not.
Sure. Now is it a line of credit?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, a lot of times that is a good option. Absolutely. But I mean, 9.5, we definitely have programs that are in that range as well. Because, you know, if you're talking, you know, I say 11 cents on the dollar, but if that's over a 2-year period, you're looking, that's, you know, 5.5%. So I want to be careful, you know, giving you percentages as opposed to cost of funds. When we do the loans, we don't attach a percentage rate to it. We give you the total payback amount. So it's, you know, in writing how much you're paying back on that loan. It's not, you know, because interest rates, you can calculate them differently. They can compound differently. You're looking at a 9% from one company can be a different amount than a 9% from another company. So just want to be open with that as well.
Sure.
Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
Yeah, I mean, on the second location, I have a an SBA loan on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are nice.
The first one, I borrowed maybe $120,000. I put about $500,000 cash of my own in it. So, I should have spread that out, but I didn't.
Hey, that's you know, the course of business you learn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'd like to give you kind of an overview of at least, you know, what we would be able to offer you, just so you know what the options are. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Yeah. So we I have been maybe what you want to do. I mean, since we opened the doors in August on the first one, so I'm just coming up on a year, and it looks like that's going to be just under $800,000 in the first year. Although you probably want to look at a calendar year, I guess.
No, it's quite all right. It's really a ballpark figure is fine, just because I want to be able to give you.
It's like 780 right now.
Okay. And is that both locations or just the one location, the first location?
No, that's the one. And the second one I just opened in March, mid-March, so I've only got a couple months. And that's, so if I look at the last, 3 months, I've got, that's just credit card because there's cash there too. So I'm at switch screens here. So let's see. Let's go to Chesapeake and here. Last month, see. So last month was... Last month was 64,000 on the first, 62,000 on the second.
Oh, okay. You got some good cash flow going through there. You got some good cash flow. So 600, 7, 8. Give me 1 second. I'm writing all this down by hand. Okay. So, I mean, because you're, you know, both of them are under the same corporation, right? So we're able to lend you off of that total top line revenue from both of them. So you're looking, I mean, you know, you could be anywhere between, you know, 1.5 and 2 million, really, realistically speaking, between the two of those. Now, if that's the case with the sales, we would be able to free up, we typically do for our working capital programs, 10 to 15% of that top line revenue that we can offer you. So you would have as much as, you know, probably 200 to 250,000 available to you. Now you don't need to use all that 200, 250,000. I mean, if you're just looking for 30, you can do the 30 and set it up on whichever terms that you choose. Now, one thing that I do want to tell you going forward here is, you know, with the initial loan that you do, we do start, you know, it starts at 11 cents on the dollar and it does go up from there. But after, during that first initial loan, when you get halfway through the term, we open you up to refinancing and additional funding. So it's a renewable source of working capital. And because we describe ourselves as a private business bank. We only deal with businesses. We describe ourselves as a relationship-based bank. So once you establish a relationship with us and show us that you pay back on time, we open you up to even more, you know, funds available at much lower rates. So if you're in the position where you are looking, you know, not just at this, you know, bridge loan, but if it's something that you could use in the future to grow, if you want to add another franchise, something like that, establishing that relationship will open you up to a whole lot more. The majority of our customers are actually returning customers. It's just kind of the business model that we operate on.
That's definitely my case. I purchased the franchise rights for the whole area. So I just have these two right now. And I'm a big believer in if you can't make the first ones real successful, don't do more. So
sure.
I'm wanting to make sure that we're hitting on all 8 cylinders, right? And we definitely want to expand. However, we want to be really smart about it.
Yeah, you have to have a good foundation to build on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, David, how would you rate your personal credit? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, yeah, it was until I did the restaurants, right?
Yeah, I know it.
I mean, I was an 800. Score, and I'm probably down to 740 now just because everybody wants a personal guarantee. So,
oh, sure.
So I'm probably, I'm guessing at 740 right now, which for
And that's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, you're well above the national average. Credit is a small factor when it comes to determining the rate for these types of loans. Primarily, they're based on sales, but it does come into play. Now, if you're a 740 or 750 or around there, you're still going to qualify for the better programs. Do you have, you know, any other current business loans open right now at the time?
I have those two.
No, the SBA. Okay, okay.
I have the SBA one on store 2, and I have just normal signature loan on store 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
With
so those
150 on store 1, and it's down to let me see. I think it's at 123 right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You're in a fine position. The numbers that I just kind of gave you, like those ballpark figures, would still definitely be in play with the current loans that you have right now, just because they're a different type of loan, so they're not really competing, and it doesn't really add to the risk that goes into the loans that we would do. And again, that's something that factors into the rate.
SBA wants your firstborn child, so
and they want 3 years to do it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that story. A lot of our customers end up finding us just because they don't want to deal with that headache, and that's kind of how we get introduced. And then, like I said, we start that relationship and then are able to offer a whole lot better rates because once the relationship is established, the risk is mitigated. And that's
what kind of, when you mentioned that earlier, you know, like, well, maybe down the road I can just combine everything and get rid of them.
Yeah, that's something we do. We definitely do a lot of. I think currently, just because being a restaurant, from what I've seen in the industry, with your current sales and the time in business, probably that overall large amount wouldn't be on the table just yet. You would maybe be a year or two removed from that, from being able to get that the total amount available to you to be high enough to consolidate those and clear those off. But for the time being, what definitely is available to you is that initial amount. And, you know, if you can do something with that, once you get, you know, into the term, establish the relationship, the terms for the larger amount are going to be something that you would be able to consolidate those with. Would be on the table.
Yeah, and I understand that, and that's fine. And so we're just, I'm in Virginia Beach area. So
sure.
I'm looking at the summer months coming up and wanting to do, you know, a little bit of advertising at that. So that's kind of why I was targeting the 30 as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a pretty common use. Do you expect an increase in the summer in business? Does it fluctuate very much?
Yeah. Well, first of all, since I opened late summer last year, so I don't have this part of the day of the year to compare year over year. So,
yeah, sure.
I'm real conservative, so I'm not a BSer. So I like to do reality, right? So
yeah,
I mean, all the businesses tell us that, you know, the other people that are in business tell us yes, you know, you definitely see them. Although I did try to put these in a location that was based on year round activity and not just seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So it's something
in other
that
words,
it's...
I'm not on the waterfront, right? I'm in the neighborhood.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I tell you what. I think it at the very least, it doesn't hurt to see exactly what you qualify for with us at the moment. It doesn't really take it. There's no obligation. It doesn't cost anything, and we can do it pretty quickly.
What would you need for that?
Sure. So I would need, basically, it's a one-page application, and then we take a look at 6 months of your recent business bank statements and then your most recent tax return. And then also, I mean, I'm assuming you guys accept credit cards as payments, so we would need 4 months of the merchant processing statements. So we basically just take a look at your cash flow, and then from there, we can turn around usually about 24 hours and give you, like I said, that total amount that you qualify for and the longest term, and then give you options for, you know, smaller amounts and shorter terms to choose from.
Right. Okay. So, right. So if you go back to the 3-4 months, you're going to see startup costs.
Sure. And you know the startup costs is, you know, you're paying a lot of money to do to operate at this time, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you're buying your FF&E, right? And and you're seeing that SBA loan come in and be funded, and so you're seeing, you know, this is a full service restaurant, so it's although it is a franchise, so it's pretty buttoned down. I mean, they got a pretty good track record, and it's pretty buttoned down, so that's good. But your packages are, you know, your couple $100,000 just for your kitchen, right? Because it's
sure.
Open, it's an environment kind of like you would a diner almost. It's,
oh, okay.
A lot of stainless steel, a lot of that, you know, those kind of things. So that's what you'll see in the first one. The second one, the first one you'll see a little bit more normalized because, you know, from probably October, November on, it was kind of past the startup loan. So
that'll be
reflective.
Okay. And yeah, and that's something that we do a lot of. We work with a lot of startup companies just because a lot of times startups have trouble, you know, finding traditional traditional banks to lend money to them. It's something that we do often, so it's not uncommon for us. We know the story. We kind of understand what we're looking at. Primarily, though, we're looking at the cash flow to see what it's looking like. So if you have a decent cash flow, but you still have a lot of operating costs, it's not really going to rule out what's available to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how, so you, that's something that you're going to have to do online, or what way, is that the best way to do it? Or?
Well, what we'll do, what I can do is I will send you an email with the application and then a list of what I would need from you, and you can actually just email that right back to me. And then, you know, once I get it in, I send it over to the underwriting department, and they can usually give me an answer in about 24 hours. And that would be, you know, options for you to choose from as far as, you know, the approval amount and the term length. And then we can go over the different term, the different rates that would go with each program. So how about, what's a good email address I can send you something over to?
All right. So it would be four, like number four.
Okay.
And then WEGOINC, so it's 4WEGOINC@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll put that email together. It'll have the application attached to it and then a list of what I need. You'll also have all of my direct contact information. So you can call me directly. You can send me an email. Any questions that you have, I can get right back to you. We can keep it as easy as possible.
Okay, and you said your name was Sam?
Sam, yes, yes.
Okay.
Did all of that sound like, you know, something that you have on hand pretty easily, the bank statements, the tax return, the merchant processing statements?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as I get home, I can fire them right off.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it out to you right now, take a look at it, shoot it back to me. You know, if you send it in tonight, I'll come in and get it filed first thing in the morning.
Sure. Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any other, you know, questions for me before you let me go?
No. I think, you know, I can pretty well read. I have a pretty good understanding about things. So I think when I see what you come back with, then I probably might have a question or two.
Exactly that. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So I will send it to you now, and then we can go over, you know, some nitty gritty numbers in a day or so.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot, David.
All right.